Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 22nd of July, which is the birthday of someone near and dear to me, but I can't remember who it is. But in any case, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, very much alive, from Washington, D.C., that is, the crime capital of the world. I wasn't here last night, folks. Well, I was here, actually, here where I'm talking to you from, here in Washington, D.C., but I was sick as a dog, as they say. I think one of these summer colds. But I'm here to tell you that I woke up today feeling fine, and I'm glad I did, because this was a very important day, an important day for me for a number of reasons, and also a very amusing day for me for a number of reasons, which I will relate here in the program tonight. Plus, there's a lot of other interesting little details in the press about things, well, things that interest me, and presumably they may interest you. So I will ask you to bear with me as I go through that tonight. And we may actually get around to some phone calls. You never can tell. I do tend to be very, prolix, Willis Carter always says. I'm not even exactly sure what that means, but I think it means I talk a lot, or maybe write a lot, or both. Well, speaking of writing, this was a very important day for me, because I finally got off to the printer one of my two new books. The other one is going to go to the printer probably in a week or two, but this one finally got off to the printer, and I'm not going to tell you what it's about, because it's not worth talking about it until it's actually in print. Over the years, I've met people who tell me they're working on a book and they want me to give them an idea as to what to put on the cover and what to title it and what they should say this here and say that there. And I say, I'll tell you what, write the book, then send me a copy of it, and then I'll tell you what the title should be. Then I'll tell you what should be on the cover. That I tell everybody. Not in a mean way, just as a matter of fact way. So if you're writing a book, you want me to critique it? Finish it, then send it to me. This character, Mark Weber, out there at the Institute for Historical Review, spent 5 or 10 years living off the largesse of a wealthy revisionist because he said he was going to write the best book ever on the Holocaust. And, of course, this guy provided him a guest house to live in and paid his bills, and that's a pretty good deal. I wish I could get someone to put me up for 5 or 10 years and pay my bills for me to write a book. Well, Weber's book, which was supposed to be the best book on the Holocaust, never emerged. But I can tell you, there have been a lot of other great writers on the Holocaust who have come out with multiple books before and after that time frame. You know their names. Germar Rudolph, jailed in Germany. Ernst Zundel, jailed in Germany. Jürgen Graf fled Switzerland to avoid being jailed in Switzerland, now living abroad. The list goes on and on. Don Hedesheimer up in New York. The thought police haven't taken him in yet, but he's produced some real good literature on, quote-unquote, the Holocaust. Well, in any case, to bring it full circle, yes, I got one of my books off to the printer today, and I'm glad. Well, we're going to the break, folks, very shortly here. So stay tuned, and I will tell you about meeting up with John Hagee today, right here in Washington, D.C. Yes, that big toad from Texas, John Hagee. I also met a very prominent and powerful Jewish congressman. You'll be amused to hear what I had to say to him. Stay tuned.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Well, yes, today, as I say, very busy day for me. I happened to call into the office of American Free Press today and had a chat with Willis Carter, who was visiting down there. And Willis said to me, well, you're going to join us picketing tonight, aren't you? And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, well, John Hagee's in town. Willis always refers to John Hagee as that big toad, John Hagee, but this time he didn't, and I said, well, that big toad, and he said, yeah. Well, the last thing I wanted to do after getting over a summer cold was go stand in the heat in front of the Washington Convention Center to picket John Hagee, who, of course, would never see anything what we were trying to do. But, of course, you know, when an 83-year-old man is willing to stand out there in the heat and pass out flyers and say nasty things about John Hagee in front of hundreds of Hagee supporters as they're pouring into the Washington Convention Center, it's kind of hard for a fat 48-year-old toad like me to say no. So I said, well, yeah, I suppose I will. So, yes, I did join Willis Cardo and Steve Lombardo from the American Free Press staff and Stan Rittenhouse, author of the great book, For Fear of the Jews, and another friend of Stan's, as well as Olive Sneed, a longtime supporter of Liberty Lobby and now American Free Press. I did join them at the Washington Convention Center, and I want to tell you something, folks. I was watching the numbers pouring in for John Hagee's Christians United for Israel operation down there. And I want to tell you, folks, I saw an awful lot of diamonds, and I saw an awful lot of gold. I saw a lot of very well-dressed people, Christians all, although I did see one Jewish gentleman, or at least somebody wearing a yarmulke who looked awfully Jewish, as part of the crowd pouring in there to see Mr. Hagee, these Christians united for Israel. And I want to tell you something, that's some operation he's got going there. And it was kind of interesting to watch as Willis Cardo, very casually dressed, handing out flyers, would approach the Hagee supporters. Some of them would be very, very nice and say, oh, thank you. And these flyers attacking Hagee, I wish I had a copy of one handy, were written up by Willis himself and sent hurriedly into type. He was rather proud of the production. These were rejected somewhat angrily by some of Hagee's supporters, who would turn around and hand them back to Willis very angrily, or otherwise take them and throw them down. And Willis commented to me during a lull, he said, I think I've invented a, how did he put it? It was very funny. He said something like, I think I've come up with something that's even better than a shredder. His point being that the material that he had written was so offensive to these Christian worshipers of Judaism, Zionism, and Israel than even a shredder, because the people who were stopping and actually looking at the flyer, it was hitting right to the core of their beliefs. Because, one of the signs we held up said, and this was expressed in the flyer, John Hagee worships Israel, but doesn't, and I'm paraphrasing here, they were worded much better than this, but John Hagee worships Israel, but rejects Jesus Christ, or something along those lines. In any case, driving home the point that John Hagee and his followers, rather than putting Christ at the center of their faith, instead put Israel and the Jewish people at the center of their faith. Well, I got some good pictures of this event, ladies and gentlemen. I should mention Vince Ryan was also there. Vince Ryan was there. You know, it's kind of funny, I think about this. These little worms like Eric Hupschmidt and Christopher Boleyn say that Willis Cardo and Vince Ryan and I are Zionist agents. Well, I'm not defending myself here, but here's Vince Ryan, 72 years old, Willis Cardo, 83 years old, out there braving the Washington, D.C. heat and humidity, literally confronting hundreds of Christian supporters of John Hagee. And these guys are supposed to be Zionist agents. Well, of course, Hupschmidt and Boleyn would say that this was all set up in advance, that this was part of a deal with Hagee or something like that. So I understand that's what they're already scribbling down in their secret files, the secret Hupschmidt Boleyn files. God, I'd hate to see those, frankly. Probably couldn't post them on the internet without putting a XXX warning on them. But in any case, here were these gentlemen, and Stan Rittenhouse. Stan's no spring chicken, no pun intended, as in chicken house. Stan Rittenhouse here, you know, and another older gentleman, too, a friend of Stan's. You know, here they are. It takes a lot of guts to do that, so let's give credit where credit is due. Of course, Chuck Carlson does this all the time around the country, and, of course, we have to give credit where credit is due. Chuck Carlson has been interviewed here on a number of programs on RBN, including the Liberty Hour with Phil Turney and Mark Glenn, and I do believe on Mark Dankoff's program. So in any case, folks, I have snapping some pictures, and I see this little short, fat man who looked awfully familiar, shorter than me and fatter than me, and I'm saying to myself, is that John Hagee? And I'm standing about 4 feet from him. And at that moment, Vince Ryan says, that's Hagee. And Willis turns and says, where? And we both point, well, Willis follows him. Now, Hagee's surrounded by a bunch of people that look like bodyguards. And frankly, two of them, folks, I couldn't have time to look very closely, folks. But Hagee was walking and talking, and I was snapping pictures in hopes of getting a picture of Willis Cardo handing something to Hagee, because Willis was saying, Reverend Hagee, I have something for you. And trying to get up close to him. Well, I was, of course, trying to pose with a camera and take pictures at the same time. I did get some shots of Hagee from the rear from about 4 feet away. But I'm telling you, folks, you know, Hagee had a couple of big guys with him, and I'm telling you something, I wouldn't be afraid to bet you 50 shekels that at least one of these bodyguards was an Israeli. And you know, the Israelis pimp out bodyguards to a lot of American celebrities and movie stars, and we know that there are Israeli operatives surrounding John Hagee. I mean, there's been some research done into this by Mark Glenn and by other people, and there's no question about it. I'd be willing to bet that one of those bodyguards was indeed an Israeli. But in any case, I shouted to Reverend Hagee. I said, Pastor Hagee, a photograph, please. Well, Hagee wouldn't turn around. He was studiously ignoring our efforts. And I said, I'm with the ADL, Pastor. Please give me a picture. But of course, he didn't turn. Now, just for the record, folks, I know there's people out there who have just heard me say I'm with the ADL. So they will say from now on, well, Mike Piper said on his radio that he told John Hagee he was with the ADL. Or there will be people who will say Mike Piper said on his, admitted publicly on his radio show on July 22nd that he is, quote unquote, with the ADL. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here to tell you, no, I'm not with the ADL. I'm not a supporter of the ADL. I was just saying that kind of sarcastically to John Hagee. And I didn't really think that John Hagee would believe that I really was with the ADL. I thought if he heard me at all, he would know that I was being sarcastic. So just for the record, folks, I was just having fun. And, you know, I was thinking even as I was saying that, boy, I'll have to talk about this on my radio show tonight. Well, needless to say, Hagee wiggled on into the building, and I wrapped things up with the folks there. And I said, well, Willis, to Willis Cardo, I said, well, Willis, I said, you know what? If anything came out of this day, I've got something to talk about on my radio show tonight. And he chuckled. Well, it looks like the pictures came out, folks. I took them with this fancy new digital camera that I purchased 2 years ago and which immediately had to go back into the fixer-upper place within about a month and a half of my purchasing the camera. But in any case, it's been working, and I'm going to get those pictures together, hopefully, if not for this issue of American Free Press, the next issue of American Free Press. But in any case, you know, I would like to think that perhaps in some strange way that today those signs outside the convention center, which were witnessed by maybe several hundred, maybe a thousand Christians, or people who perceive themselves to be Christians, they're followers of John Hagee, and the flyers that Willis Cardo and these other folks handed out, I'd like to hope that maybe somehow, some way, we broke through. I can tell you that there were a couple passers-by who stopped. One young black guy looked like a bicycle courier. He got talking to Steve Lombardo of American Free Press. They were having a very, very interesting discussion about the lies of 911. This guy obviously understands that 911 was a lie. And then there was an older cab driver from the Middle East who had parked his cab there, and he stopped, and he was looking at the flyers and was just watching and very interested in what was going on, and other people were as well. So, like I say, I hope somebody learned something today. All right, we're going to the break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. I mentioned today that this was an interesting day for me for a variety of reasons. And the third reason, well, the third reason is because I went into one of my favorite restaurants here in Capitol Hill to have a brief bite to eat tonight. I wasn't even sure I was going to have dinner. I was standing there in the street talking to one of the many homeless people I know here from the Capitol Hill neighborhood. Many of them are very nice people, folks. They've got their problems, but a lot of them are very smart people and nice people. But in any case, I was standing there saying, well, I don't know whether to go to restaurant A or restaurant B. Well, I finally chose restaurant B. And I go in and sit down and put in my order. And all of a sudden, three people come in the door. And I say to myself, oh, my God, one of those people I haven't seen in 28 years. Just about this time, 28 years ago, almost 28 years to the day. I should say it's the last time I spoke to him. And it was my old college roommate. And I emphasize this roommate was not one of these roommates by force. We rented a house together. I should say he rented the house and several others of us sublet from him during the summer of 1980, the very summer when I first began to go to work for Liberty Lobby. Well, many years have gone by, but that summer of 1980 did not end on a friendly note, and I would have to say that we probably were as close to being arch enemies as anyone could be. Well, you know, here is now my former roommate, Congressman Steve Israel from New York, one of the most influential Jewish members of Congress. if only because of his last name, Israel. But in fact, he is kind of a quote-unquote moderate to liberal Democrat. He's been mixed up in Jewish affairs for years, beginning with his early work on Capitol Hill as an aide to members of Congress, then on to work with the American Jewish Congress, or maybe it was the American Jewish Committee. Then he ran some sort of Holocaust organization. Well, now he's in Congress, and I think it's very, very likely that he could very well be a statewide candidate in New York over the next couple years. Well, in any case, here I see him sitting there, and I'm pretty sure it's him, not having been within spitting distance of him since the summer of 1980, although I did run into him later that year, I do believe. But in any case, pretty sure it's him. Well, yes, it is him. And, you know, I get up and I say, I'm going to say something to him. Got to say something to him just for the record. And he's sitting there, and I go up to the table, and he's sitting there, and he looks up at me, and I say, well, Steve, it's been 28 years, but I think both of us have aged rather well. And then I realize, unless he's a very good actor, he did not recognize me. Now, you know, folks, you know, we all want to think that everybody we remember remembers us just as well as we remember them. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I don't think he recognized me. And he said, yeah, I know you. And then the next thing I said to him was, I said, well, I gave a copy of your book to such and such a person who I won't name on the air, but who was one of our other roommates, who this roommate remains a very good friend of mine. And then all of a sudden it dawned on Congressman Israel. He said, oh, yes, yeah, we live together at such and such an address. I said, yeah. And, you know, I realized, folks, I don't think he remembered the bad blood. And then he proceeded to ask me what our other old roommate was doing. And he said, you know, he says, but I can't remember your name. And I said, it's Mike. And I didn't say Piper. And he said, well, what's your last name? And I said, just like the airplane. And I finally said, Piper. And I said, he said, well, what do you do here now? And I said, Steve, I said, you really don't want to know. And he started laughing. He says, oh, you got to tell me. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, go to the ADL. They have a very big file on me. And I took a little bow. And I said, it was good to see you again after so long. And then I proceeded out the door with kind of a laugh. It was almost kind of like a comic departure you might see in a Broadway play or in a slapstick film. I can just see Bob Hope or Bing Crosby kind of making their way out the door. Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting, folks. It's just kind of interesting to me because obviously it's my old roommate, who's now a very powerful Jewish leader here in America and thus around the world, and here I am throwing rocks from afar at his favorite cause. And of course, he doesn't recognize me from Adam. And if he did, he was playing a very, very skilled and clever game. Frankly, it doesn't matter to me either way. But I just thought the story was actually, when all was said and done, it's just kind of interesting to show you that. You know, two people can look at one situation from two completely different perspectives, whether at the time or 28 years later, and some people remember the details and some don't. Maybe some don't want to remember, as an old friend of mine used to say. You just don't want to remember. All right, we're going to the break. When we come back, a little bit more to rattle on here about. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Just kind of rattling on here tonight about a variety of things, but as I say, talking earlier about my old roommate who's now a powerful Jewish member of Congress. Kind of funny what he did remember about me. He said, you were like a right-wing delegate to the Republican convention or something, weren't you? No, I wasn't, but that's all right. But see, as I say, folks, you know, my memory of him was much more firm than his memory of mine. He had no reason to remember me, and he obviously doesn't sit around listening to Republic Broadcasting or reading American Free Press. But I think probably if he doesn't have anything better to do tonight, he'll probably spend a minute on the web if it even bothers him and check me out. Kind of funny, folks. Funny how things work. Well, today when I was at the American Free Press office, again, Willis Cardo comes up. He hands me this big, oversized book of, God, how many pages? 620 pages, and said, you got to take a look at this. This is really something. And I said, well, guess what, Willis? I said, I've just got my own copy in the mail, and I am talking about Tex Mar's book, Mysterious Monuments. Tex sent me a copy of it along with a very nice note. This book, the title of it, is as long as the book is thick. The title is Mysterious Monuments, Encyclopedia of Secret Illuminati Designs, Masonic Architecture, and the Cult Places. And what's very, very interesting is that right on the cover of the book is the cover is a photograph of a what I think is a very magnificent sculpture that is in front of the Library of Congress here in Washington, just a few blocks from my home, just a few blocks from where I've lived at one place or another for years and years and years. I guess mainly because I can't afford to move anywhere else. But needless to say, let me read to you what the book says, what it says on the back of the book. Now, this book is quite a book, folks. If you saw Tech's previous book, Codex Magica, Secret Signs, Mysterious Symbols, and Hidden Codes of the Illuminati, it is in the same wonderful and fascinating, well-illustrated, well-documented format that that book is in. Very well-written, very authoritative. This book says, a sinister and curious architectural colossus is exploding across every continent on Earth. The United States of America is at the heart of this incredible surge. Monuments, statues, and buildings are being created everywhere with evil intent and magical purpose. Designed by visionary Illuminist architects and based on knowledge of occult wisdom, Masonic geometry, and sacred numerology, this architectural colossus can be traced back to the antiquities of Mystery Babylon. Well, there are actually 800 photographs and illustrations in this book, folks. It says, the builders of this strange architecture compromise an elite cryptocracy, a veritable who's who of the world's most rich and famous. Are the mysterious monuments these men are building part of a grand design? Is there, in fact, a master plan to seduce men's minds and catapult humanity into a new order of the ages? Well, folks, you got to check this book out for yourself. I'm going to have to get Tex on the show to talk about it, but you can go to his websites. He has three websites here. They're all easy to remember. Powerofprophecy.com, conspiracyworld.com, all one word, conspiracyworld.com, powerofprophecy.com, and mysteriousmonuments.com. Now you got to check it out. The text has an immense amount of literature, tapes, books available, and since most of you are here on the internet, I think you can easily access those sites you've given. But I tell you what, they do have a toll-free number. It's 1-800. That's one of these 800 numbers. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Very interesting book, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really looking forward to sitting down and really going through it, and especially finding out the meaning of this sculpture, which I always said if I ever became dictator of the United States, I would have relocated to the front lawn of my family home, where I don't, unfortunately, have the pleasure of living these days. But in any case, check it out. Very interesting book. And it's by a very good man named Tex Mars. Although, you know, Willis Carter said to me, I got to write Jim Mars a letter and tell him what good work he's doing. And I said, Willis, no, you don't want to write Jim Mars. And he stopped. I said, no, you want to write Tex Mars. I said, Jim Mars is the guy that says the Nazis took over the United States. What can I tell you? Well, as I said, there's a few things we need to chat about. This is very, very interesting, folks. Forward Newspaper, the most distinguished newspaper for the Jewish community in America, talks about Barack Obama's impending trip to Israel. Now, listen to this. Polls indicate that Israelis evince some of the lowest levels of support for Obama of any country in the world. In France and Germany, both stops on Obama's tour, respectively 65 and 60% of the population has said that they would vote for him if they could. By contrast, in Israel, only 27% of the respondents said they would like to see him become president, with John McCain being the preferred choice of 36%. Isn't that interesting? Now, folks, a couple weeks ago I told you about a big poll of all these countries in the world taken by the Pew Center for Research, or whatever the hell it's called, and it described how Barack Obama was the overwhelming favorite among countries all over Europe, folks, not just North, not just Africa. I know a lot of you out there are saying, oh, yeah, well, those African countries, they would like Obama. No, Obama had gigantic leads in popularity over McCain everywhere, Asia, Africa, Europe, South America. But, you know, it was funny, folks, they didn't mention Israel. They polled practically every country of any consequence that any Americans normally would think about, plus a few that most Americans had never heard of, but needless to say, Obama was the overwhelming favorite. And I said at the time, right here on the air, I said, how much you want to bet that they did poll in Israel, or at least did preliminary polls, and found that Obama lost to McCain, and they did not want to put that out there. Well, in the Jewish newspapers, the newspapers published by Jews for Jews, as opposed to the Jewish-controlled newspapers, or should I say the quote-unquote non-Jewish press, which is in fact controlled by Jews, or owned by Jews, or edited by Jews, or influenced by Jews, but which is designed for popular consumption. In that press, they can't tell us what the Jewish press tells us. It's kind of funny that this article in Forward admits, too, that even people, listen to this, more people on the center left in Israel favor McCain because politics here is very single issue. So in other words, you know, while the average American would think, oh, well, the Jewish liberals in Israel would probably like Mr. Obama because he's a good African-American liberal. No. No, folks, that ain't how it works in Israel. No, even the center left in Israel favors John McCain. Now, I know a lot of you out there are getting mad because I'm implicitly saying something nice about Obama, and I know you hate Obama's guts, but I'm here to tell you that if there's a favorite, at least among the Israelis and among the powerful interests here in the United States that call the shots, I'm here to tell you, I do believe they like Mr. McCain. I do believe they have a love affair with John McCain. And just in case anybody doubts that, it's kind of interesting that in Forward, in this article, the headline on the jump page, Obama arrives in Israel down in the polls. And then in a bold-faced little headline within the story, it says, even on the Israeli left, Obama faces resistance. The message being sent to the American Jewish community is very clear. They do not want Obama. They do not want Obama. They do want McCain. Kind of funny, in a separate story, they report that John Hagee, among American Jews, this guy who I just saw here today, this guy who goes out of his way to promote the interests of the Jews and the interests of the State of Israel. According to this, John Hagee only has a 7% favorable rating among American Jews compared with a 57% unfavorable rating. Poor old Hagee. I mean, that's almost kind of sad in a way if you think about it. Here this guy is kissing up to people who just really hold him in absolute contempt. And probably right now, even as we speak, John Hagee is down there at the Washington Convention Center praising the Jews, praising Israel, and they just hold him in contempt. And you know, Hagee and all his people, they're all shouting hallelujah, and now the Jews are God's chosen people, and blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll tell you what I did is, a group of Hagee's people were walking by. I just spoke in a very normal tone to them. I said, please reject the Jewish Talmud. The Jewish Talmud condemns Jesus Christ as the son of a whore. please condemn the Jewish Talmud, the holy book of Israel. It condemns Jesus Christ as the son of a whore. Now, you'll forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, for using that kind of terminology on this program. I try to avoid filthy talk of the kind we get out of the Talmud and that we get out of Eric Hufschmidt and Christopher Berlin, but that's what the Jewish Talmud does say about Jesus Christ. I have avoided saying that for a long, long time, but I said it to John Hagee's Christian supporters as they were filing past me today. I said it to them in a very sensible tone. I said, please reject the Jewish Talmud. Please reject the Jewish Talmud. But you know what, folks? They're not going to. They're not going to. These are the people who, with John Hagee, are leading America's Christians over the cliff. Like one of the signs we said, we held up down there about Hagee, we called him a Judas goat, which is exactly what he is. I held up a sign, in fact, that said, Israel's Mossad killed JFK. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. As my colleague Steve Lombardo was standing there holding that sign, a young Jewish lady walked by who just happened to be walking by. She was not going to John Hagee's wingding on behalf of her people. And as Mr. Lombardo held that sign and also another sign that said something, I should say it described the unpleasant things that the Talmud says about Jesus, she said, don't show me that sign. Don't show me that sign. I don't want to see that sign. I don't want to see that sign. She said this over and over again as she was walking by. It kind of reminded me of, ladies and gentlemen, it kind of reminded me of the time that Willis Cardo and black nationalist Robert Brock and I confronted Holocaust quote-unquote historian Deborah Lipstadt at the National Archives here in Washington. Willis Cardo stood up in front of about 300 people and identified himself as Willis Cardo, and this gigantic hush fell over the crowd. I told Willis the other day, it kind of reminded me of when the Wicked Witch of the West materializes in Munchkin Land to threaten little Dorothy. There's this big whoosh, and the evil Wicked Witch rises up out of the smoke and flames, and all the Munchkins jump back. That's what it was like when Willis rose up in the audience and identified himself in front of Deborah Lipstadt. The audience was horrified, ladies and gentlemen. Good God. Willis Cardo, the man who denies the Holocaust. Well, in any case, Deborah Lipstadt turned, held her paperwork that she had in her hand, held it away from. She turned her head and held the paperwork in her hand and said, I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. I have nothing to say to you. At least three times, maybe four or five times. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Just as I've talked about on this show, when I, like a gentleman, approached Abe Foxman here in Capitol Hill and said, aren't you Mr. Foxman? And what did he do? He denied it. I asked him again and he denied it as he ran away from me. See, folks, this is why we cannot be intimidated by these people. I had a visitor in my home the other day who saw for the first time the wiretap that I cut off my telephone. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't care. I said, I am not afraid of these people. I said, and you know what my visitor said? He said, well, he said, you know, he said, no, you shouldn't be. And he said, the very fact that they feel the need to tap your phone means that they are afraid of you. So, folks, the lesson to be learned from all this is that these people, although they are powerful, they are essentially cowards. They are essentially cowards, and when confronted, they do back down. They can bluster and bleat and bray and blow their horns unlike anybody else, blow their shofars like anybody else. But I'm telling you, folks, when confronted, they do back down. They're not as tough as they play they are. And guess what, folks? You know why I've known that for a long, long time? Because my other old roommate and I, did get our security deposits back from Steve Israel 28 years ago. He was going to try to keep our security deposits, but you know what? We got those security deposits back. Going to the break, folks. When we come back, one more fun little story, and my apologies to those we couldn't get up here in the phones tonight, and there were many who called in here. Well, stay tuned. We'll wrap it up here.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. If you noticed the latest issue of American Free Press, you saw a story which I have talked about here on this program about the fact that Newsweek did a recent cover story about John McCain's wife and her wonderful family, which they failed to mention, tied up with the mob, the Jewish mob. Well, you know, today's Washington Post now has a nice story about Cindy McCain and what a nice lady she is and how her mom and dad saved up money and started a beer distributorship, but now they're very prominent and rich people. Again, Washington Post, newspaper of record in the nation's capital, if not the nation, the nation's political newspaper of record by any estimation. No mention of John McCain's family fortune is a mob fortune, a product of the Jewish mob. Now, you telling me that they're bringing you the news you need to know? No, they're not. Talking about perception, folks, again, it's kind of interesting how perception is of people. I talked about the perception of 28 years in passing between my old roommate and I. Well, here's another way of perception. I had a discussion today in America in the American Free Press office with someone who had written an article for the paper and with couple of the other editors. And this author mentioned in passing in his article that neither John McCain nor Barack Obama could compare in integrity or wisdom to Libertarian Party presidential candidate Bob Barr. Well, I said to him, I said, there's a lot of people that really hate Bob Barr's guts. They don't trust him. I said, Mark Dankoff has written a very interesting article touting the candidacy, the Constitution Party candidacy of Chuck Baldwin versus the demerits of Bob Barr. It was very interesting that this writer for American Free Press, whose bona fides as a patriot and a nationalist are without question, he said, I never heard of him. This guy had never heard of Chuck Baldwin. Now, again, this is someone who's well-informed, but at the same time, maybe he's not enough on the Internet, or maybe Chuck Baldwin is not doing the right things to promote his candidacy or what have you. But the point is, I said, maybe you haven't heard of him, but I said a lot of people have. A lot of people in the Patriot Movement have. A lot of people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and who get on the website at republicbroadcasting.org, they do know about Chuck Baldwin. And, it's kind of funny because Willis Cardo happened to be standing there, and he said, we need to tell people that we'd like to see all these candidates get together, united. Well, I said, Willis, that sounds nice. I said, that sounds nice, but that ain't going to happen. The Libertarians are not going to unite with the Constitution Party, and the Constitution Party ain't going to unite with the Libertarians, nor are the Reform Party or the Green Party or the America First Party or the American Independent Party or this or that. So I said, it probably doesn't matter in the end, but when it all comes down to it, folks, we all do have different perceptions of the very same fact situations. It doesn't mean somebody's right, somebody's wrong, somebody's evil, and somebody's good. It's just reality. Well, the reality is, time is up. Thanks for listening in, and apologies to all those callers who didn't get even a sliver of a moment on here tonight, because I babbled so. Babble on. I'll be here tomorrow night, God willing, and you know what? Maybe we even get some callers in. Thanks for listening in. Stay tuned for more good programming here at RBN.
Let me tell you why I